I will use the short form, page 55. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man blind from birth. He spat on the ground and made clay with the saliva and smeared the clay on his eyes and said to him, "Go, wash in the pool of Siloam," which means sent. So he went and washed and came back able to see. His neighbors and those who had seen him earlier as a beggar said, "Isn't this the one who used to sit and beg?" Some said, "It is," but others said, "No, he just looks like him." He said, "I am." They brought one who was once blind to the Pharisees. Now Jesus had made clay and opened his eyes on a Sabbath. So then the Pharisees also asked him how he was able to see. He said to them, "He put clay on my eyes and I washed, and now I can see." So some of the Pharisees said, "This man is not from God, because he does not keep the Sabbath." But others said, "How can a sinful man do such signs?" And there were a division among them. So they said to the blind man again, "What do you have to say about him, since he opened your eyes?" He said, "He is a prophet." They answered and said to him, "You were born totally in sin, and are you trying to teach us?" Then they threw him out. When Jesus heard that they had thrown him out, he found him and said, "Do you believe the Son of Man?" He answered and said, "Who is he, sir, that I may believe in him?" Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and the one speaking with you is he." He said, "I do believe, Lord." And he worshipped him. The Gospel of the Lord. A very good friend. Of course, he's Chinese. He's blind when he was very young. I met him about 30 years ago. Some about 20 years ago, we went with a group, a pilgrimage to Lourdes, and I was with him. I remember we were waiting for the train from Florence to Lourdes, not by flight, by train. So when the train came, so I carry him with my hand, rush to the train. I'm not used to take blind people with me. I forgot there was a post in between us. I didn't see that. I passed, but he was crushed to the pole. This is the first time that he could not see a pole. Usually, he can move himself freely. When he was young, he can take it by himself the bus from one place to another. He knew where to get on, where to get up, and hear the voice, and he followed everything correctly. Now this time, this man, healed by Jesus, he was blind from birth. and now he could see. Then Jesus asked him, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" Jesus didn't ask, "Do you see the Son of Man?" Today, our blindness is not just because we can see or not see. The blindness means the close of our heart. And that's why Mother Teresa from Calcutta, he sent all his sisters to all the big cities of the world, because there are too many blind people there, blind in their heart, in their soul. So the sisters went there as a light of the gospel to shine the truth, the lights for those people. So today, the gospel, in real meaning, to see is not only the sight, it's the opening of our heart. And Jesus expects all of us can see him. Do we see him? Of course, we say we believe in him. We dare not say we don't believe. But do we see him? Not necessarily. Why? Because Jesus says, "Whatever you do to the least, you're doing it to me." Do you believe whatever you do towards a neighbor is towards Jesus? If you believe, then you see. If you don't believe very much, you ask God's question, "How come? How can see you, Jesus? You're not there." But Jesus said, "I am there. Whatever you do to the least, that means to all, you're doing it to me." This is the opening of our heart. So Jesus expects us, no matter we go, live with this insight, this light of the gospel. It helps us to be in peace. Because many times we choose to love. That's not enough. Otherwise, Jesus said, "What's so different than a pagan?" Even a pagan do the same. Do things to people who can reward, bring you reward. But it's not the spirit. And Jesus inviting us. He says, "I give a new commandment: love one another as I have loved you." Jesus loved you. Not because you're good, because you're excellent. Even you're bad, a sinful person, Jesus loved you more than other people. This is his heart. This is his love. And that's what we have learned from him. If one day we feel this is my mission, then you can tell yourself, you have the insight, you have the sight of the Lord. Otherwise, you're not different with the blindness of the world. So today we pray that we can ask Jesus his special grace to open our heart, to see with his eye. Each person is a present of the Lord. And I think, do you believe Jesus lives in you? Of course you do. But at times you don't believe so much Jesus lives in others. Maybe you say, "He's so bad, how can Jesus live in that person?" Just because he's bad, Jesus is nothing more. So Jesus expects you to love this person as he would love him, the same way. So if Jesus today asks you, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" Have the courage to say, "I do." Ask him to give us the light so that we can live in depth the spirit of charity, of real love, God's love for all humanity. In Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.